We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
And Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. And who is up out there? It's crazy. I can't believe it's summer, and it's a little kind of foggy out there. We got to get the heat rolling in, right? Anyways, I'm welcoming you to my show, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And I am grateful for my listeners out there. I bring a variety of guests that I feel can add value to our lives. And with that being said, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And we always have different guests on that one, too. So anyways, I'd love to introduce. I've got my husband, Lou Pagano. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you?
Good. And Tom Spence, Sean Stern, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here.
Okay. He's always well. And in our studio, joining us today, and we're going to be talking about his book, Bob Azelby, and on the phone is his brother, Joe Azelby. Are you guys twins?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, they have this amazing book. He's also my neighbor, and it's really cool when somebody does. Is this your first book?
It is. It is.
Okay. I'm really excited to hear, you know, why and how you wrote this, because everybody kind of has that dream and that passion to do something. And in fact, Sean just published his own book. So it's fun. I've got a book inside me, so I'm getting out there. But his book is Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, and it's not, about being lazy. It's about all those butts that get in your way, right? But it's raining, but it's, right, all that stuff. So,
well, actually, it's slightly like that, but what we call butts are developmental areas, and it's the areas that when you're at work that don't allow you to go to the next level.
Ooh.
So, for example, Bob's very analytical but is a micromanager but is moody. And so it's really that one concept where people's careers don't progress and they always don't really understand why they're not progressing. And what Joe and I would suggest is it's this one area that's holding them back and they don't really know it.
Yeah,
and we call that a butt.
Perfect. Well, we are going to talk about that. So definitely. Also, we've got Ronnie Deleuze, and her book is she's the author of 1 Pound a Day. And she was the author. She also wrote a book, 21 Pounds in 21 Days. So it's about really living our crazy life and also losing weight and kind of being detoxed. And anyways, we'll find out all about that. And then we've got Ellie Knight talking about his book, Dog Training the American Male. I know I've got like, what, 1, 2, 4, okay, 4 males here. I don't know how this is going to go over, but he says that you male are very similar to training a dog. So I don't know. What do you think about, okay, I got these looks going on. Okay, well, anyways. And then we've got Mark Fornoff coming in with the CWC Wounded Warrior Golf Tournament August 18th. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So we got a full studio. And I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're here and starting your day in a positive way. And I do want to give you our phone number here, 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. And love to have you call in if there's you want to be a part of anything we're talking about. Also, I want to remind you that if you have anything that you want to spread the word about in the 805, give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or call me on my office number at 805-419-0008. Love to spread the word for you. Well, let's get started. And again, if you are just tuning in right now, You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Let's welcome Bob Aslaby and his brother Joe Aslaby and their book, Kiss Your Butt Goodbye. Welcome.
Great to be here, Kim. Thank you.
How are you doing, Joe? Are you on the phone?
I'm in the phone, on the phone in New Jersey.
Okay. All right. I love that we can get people from all over the world. So tell us a little bit of about your passion and, your book, Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, How to Get Beyond the One Word That Stands Between You and Success.
So, Joe, I'll take the start here. Basically, both my brother and I, Joe's 6 years older than I am, and he's been a mentor to me for, basically my whole life. And basically, we've been sharing management stories because we both work at very large Fortune 100 companies, and we both have managed large numbers of folks. And over the years, we would share management stories of challenging situations with folks that we're managing. And then a few summers ago, I called him up and said, hey, Joe, we should write a book on why people's careers don't progress as fast or as far as they would like. And so as we started engaging in the concept, we both came to realize that there's a lot of corporate human resource programs and books about playing to your strengths. Just keep playing to your strengths. But when we get in large meetings where we're talking about individuals' talent and where they can go in the organization, it's amazing that the conversation after 30 seconds turns to the person's development areas and what would hold them back from getting to the next level. And so Joe and I, a couple of years ago, decided to put some pen to pad and write the book.
I love it. Joe, do you have any input on that one?
Yeah, I think Bob explained it nicely. We all have butts, and what we refer to as butts, as Bob said, are those weaknesses. And when people talk about other people, they'll say, Joe is really good with the clients, but he doesn't know the materials, or but he's too aggressive, or but. And those buts become how people perceive us in the workplace. And the more they talk about those buts, the larger they get. And over time, it becomes your brand within the company. And that brand, if it comes after the word but, is very negative and will definitely limit your upside within an organization. So you have to find out what people are saying about you. You got to start to manage that issue so it no longer becomes an issue. Otherwise, you're going to find that your career is not moving in the direction you would like it to.
That's interesting. So tell us some ways. I mean, we have to go and ask people, like, what holds us back? Because you don't know yourself?
Well, the amazing thing is most folks think they know what it is, but they really don't know how large their butt actually is. In fact, they think it's usually really small. And the amazing thing is if you go around the organization and you say, hey, tell me about Joe or tell me about Bob, everybody actually knows what someone else's butt is. The issue is they know about everybody else's butt, but they don't know about their own. And so when their careers start to stall, what we find is people start making excuses. Hey, I don't manage up well. We talk about we don't kiss ass. I don't get the good project because there's nepotism going on. But the real issue in corporate America today is it's very, very competitive, and every manager just wants to hire the right person and put the strongest person in the position. And so by going out and asking a few questions, you can really find it.
I love it.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Joe. This is Sean Stern. How are you this morning? So it sounds like there's almost two butts in the room for everybody. There's the self-perception of how we see ourselves and also how we're seen in the workplace. Can you talk about a little bit, like, are they they're developmental areas, I think you said, but are they only perceived as obstacles, or are they sometimes what I'm getting at is is your butt only what you think your butt is, or is your butt how other people see you? Is it more of a self-perception than you? Is it a...
Right. No, I get it. Or a self-image.
Yeah.
No, I think the best way to answer that is, we all like to believe that we control our own destiny. But within a corporate environment, we are very much subject to the views that others have of us. And therefore, the painful reality is that their perception reality.
Right.
If you don't understand what their perception is, particularly if it's negative and you don't begin to change it, you're going to be very, very limited in your ability to progress. So other people's perception of you is critically important, and therefore you have to go out and find what it is. you have to ask a lot of questions of your manager or other senior people in the organization and get them to tell you. Because managers are very polite, and they don't like having those difficult conversations. So you have to initiate it and get that information out of them, or again, you're going to be challenged.
So let me ask you, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you're taking some early time out of your day to start your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio, and we're talking with Joe Azzleby and Bob Azzleby, and their book is Kiss Your Butt Goodbye. If that sounds like one of you out there, you know, is it, my question is do certain jobs actually make people's butts look bigger?
I actually think that's a great question. Basically, what we talk about is never take a job that makes your butt look big. So in other words, it's not really about a job would make your butt look big. It's more in the sense that if you don't have a skill or an aptitude to do that job, let's say you hate analytics, then you probably don't want to be in a financial role. Or being
so you need to go with your gift in life, right? I mean, you have to know what your knack is. Honey, are you going to talk about something? Because you have a whole crew, right?
And I'm it goes back to our whole deal about fake it till you make it. I guess you can't fake it till you make it in the corporate world.
Well, even in your world, when you know, you can't build a building, right, and then fake it, right?
No, but there's a lot of people that think they can.
Right. So.
And so that's really the key is really knowing your strengths, and that goes on the HR side. To knowing what you're really good at and what you're not good at, and that if you really have significant developmental areas and you take a job where that needs to be a strength, it's probably not going to do very well for you.
It's going to come bite you in the butt.
It's going to come bite you in the butt. Two T's.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, and so what are we going to find in your book? How does that really, I mean, are there skills that are going to really help us, and what are we going to find?
I think what you're going to find is a lot of the issues that hold people back. And when you read the book and we describe the different butts, is that you're going to see your coworkers, you're going to see your boss, you're going to see your mother-in-law, you're going to see people's names and faces jump off the page when you read about these butts, because we all have them, we're all afflicted. And the thing that you have to remember is that when other people read the book, they're going to see your name and your face jump off the page. And you've got to go through the book and look at the things that we describe and ask yourself the difficult question, am I doing this? And if you are doing it, believe me, it's creating a negative perception about you, and you better stop. And you better go check with your colleagues and managers to find out which of these butts is your biggest problem and start working on that one first.
I think that's really great advice. I'm looking in your book right now, and I know that there's five stages of processing your butt. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So, Joe, you're an expert in that. Why don't you go through the Kubler-Ross model?
Okay. Well, it's very similar to what Kubler-Ross laid out in the 1960s with a book that described the stages people go through when they get a terminal diagnosis. And if you really have a big issue at work and your manager has that really difficult conversation, you will go through these five stages. The first one is denial, which you'll say, that's not true, I'm not a micromanager, you don't understand, you know, and then you're going to get angry and you're going to be like, well, you know, they never liked me and I hate this place and, you know, I'm going to find myself a better job. And then you get the bargaining, which is, you know, geez, the kid needs braces. I can't live a month without medical coverage. Let me work on my resume, you know, till I can find another job. And then you get depressed, which is like, I've been working here 15 years and everyone thinks I'm a jerk. And then finally you get to acceptance, which is, you know what? You know, maybe I was doing these things and maybe I was selfish and maybe I was this and maybe I should fix this because overall I kind of like working here. I like generally like the people I'm with, and then hopefully you sort of finally look at yourself and take action to repair whatever relationships you've damaged with your behaviors, and you get your career back on a positive track.
And don't you think, I mean, those are really great five stages, okay, but it's almost like, you know, what I like to look at is obviously the positive side of everything is if you love your job and you love going to where you do, why not give it your best? You know, I mean, I've got four children. I know you've got more. But, you know, is you know, I teach my children, if you're going to do a job, do it your very, very best, right? And I think a lot of people don't give their best every day. And so there's kind of two things that we're talking about here. One is, you know, the things that we're not good at and we're not skilled at. And so we put those but excuses in there going, well, I'm just not really, you know, that's not my forte. But I think it's one is really important to find your forte, right, and go with your passion of what you love and work. But if you have a job that you're really happy in, why not try to, you know, be your best at it?
Exactly. And so we would agree. And so most folks really love their jobs. And usually a lot of times the strength will play over to be you use it so often that it actually becomes a developmental area. And really the purpose of the book is most folks are relying on their managers to tell them how they're doing. And what we're suggesting is you really have to take ownership of that to really find out how you're doing, because a manager does not like to have that tough conversation.
And not only that, Bob, is when they have that, you just put the spotlight on yourself, right? So, I mean, great book. I mean, take that initiative to read it, to find out what your you know, not your strengths are and what your strengths are, right? Your weaknesses and all that. And to be able to really do it before somebody puts the butt on you, right?
Exactly right.
There you go. I love it. Where do we find your book?
You can find the book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, at any local bookstore in the airport. So it's widely distributed, and it's through Harper Business. So we have one of the largest publishers in the world behind our book. So you can basically find it anywhere you can find any book.
Congratulations, you guys. You know, I love that you said in the airport. That's a perfect place as you're getting on the airplane to be able to read something like this. You know, that's like one of my little motivators. You know, I love talking to new people on the airport at the airport, and also just, you know, taking your favorite book with you. Give us one tip that we're going to find.
I think the biggest tip you're going to find is that everybody has a butt, including you. And if you go out and ask people and you really search for it, you're going to find it, and it's going to hurt, because no one really knows how big our butt is until someone shines a mirror on it.
Ooh. And Joe, do you have one?
No, I would just always remember that their perception is your reality, and honor your truth teller, because the people who tell you what you don't want to hear are the ones who care the most about you.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your book. I love it. Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, How to Get Beyond the Word That Stands Between You and Success. I mean, it's perfect. It's really, I'm glad it's out there. So definitely everybody get a copy of that. We're going to take a really quick break. And what I would like to do right now is, Tom, let's give away a gift certificate to Red Brick Pizza Cafe. And I'm telling you, they've got a huge selection, and it's so cool. They have their little word for the day, for their little, they have got different themes on their menus, and they're gluten-free. They're officially gluten-free. And they've got gelato. I already tasted that out. It's really good. But not only that, they've just got lots of great stuff. So let's take caller number 7 right now at 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
This ain't a song for the broken heart.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all the calls. And do we have a winner, Tom?
Yes, we do have Linda Jackson.
Oh, Linda, very good. And thank you so much for everybody else. We do have lots more to give away. And right now, our next guest is Dr. Ronnie DeLose. Is that correct?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And your book is 1 pound a day. 1 pound a day. Wow. I'm actually in the process of trying to do that. And even 1 pound a day is rough, you know. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book. I was looking through it yesterday, and you've got some really great recipes in here. But not only that, this is something that you've worked really hard because of a lifestyle change in your life, right?
Absolutely. And I love that title, by the way, 1 pound a day. I struggled with it in the beginning, but we had a New York Times bestseller, 21 pounds in 21 days, and all of our fans kept saying, just 1 day at a time.
Say that. I think we missed you there. Say that again.
1 day at a time, 1 pound a day.
Okay, yeah, and that is true. That's all we can do is one day at a time, so... Definitely. And so how is your diet different than other diets?
Well, first, it's not a diet. And the reason why it works so well is that the body has the opportunity to cleanse. It has the opportunity to remove toxins from the body. And you give yourself and your body a rest, not only physically, but emotionally you rest. So when you stop the chewing process, what happens is all of the energy that you spend all day long working, all of that energy that you used to spend chewing food all day, you actually rest your digestive system. All of the nutrients go into your cellular level. It allows you to release the toxins and lose the weight. But also, all day long, you're putting in high levels of nutrition. So anytime you take a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit and you put it in a juicer or a blender, you're giving your body maximum nutrition. Basically, what I mean is that one juice will give you 5 to 6 servings of vegetables in a glass, so you can't really sit down and eat that much. Whenever you give your body that amount of nutrition in one day, it automatically releases the fat, it increases your energy, and you have an overall sense of well-being. And that's a really good motivation to continue the program, and that's why we've been so successful. Because the third day or the fourth day, people say, I just feel so good. And not only that, you really look good. If you look in the mirror, you will see a profound difference in the way you look. And every single year around holidays, I start thinking, I look in the mirror and I go, "Look, it's time." And
oh, yeah, right after the holidays. There you go. So you do recommend juicing then, correct? My husband and I actually just got a Vitamix. Well, it's been since Mother's Day, right? And do you have one too? Yeah, awesome. And so you recommend definitely juicing.
Absolutely, because see, what you remove from the vegetables, you remove the fiber. It's the fiber that keeps your body working hard. Now, there's nothing wrong with fiber, but you got to keep in mind we're talking about a detox and not a diet.
Correct. So you're constantly detoxing every day, and with detoxing, you're losing 1 pound a day.
Yes,
or releasing. I know people like to say releasing, right? So you don't get it back. You don't want it back. So right. And now so what 3 things people can do easily to detox and cleanse their body every day?
Well, the first thing you have to do is, you know, set yourself up for success by cleaning out your refrigerator, removing all toxic foods. And then you say to yourself that, what foods make me feel bloated and bad? a lot of people can't, they know that they're allergic to certain foods. So you want to remove things like all dairy, wheat, soy, and just replace your refrigerator with just fresh fruits and vegetables. Get yourself a nice juicer. The other thing you want to do is you want to go out and get yourself a probiotic supplement, because that will help you to keep the good.
Like what are you? What would you recommend on that?
What do I recommend on the probiotic?
Yeah.
I recommend you get at least 50 billion units. Go to any health food store, get 50 billion units. It comes in a capsule. You can either open up the capsule, mix it with water, or you can just take the capsule. It's really important that you do probiotics today. The other thing that I tell people is stop drinking caffeinated beverages, because it defeats the purpose. You're going to get the energy from the green drinks and the vegetable juices. So many people make that mistake. They don't stop the caffeinated beverages, and you must do that. So those are the three things. I've been having a lot of FAQs around the country with three different tips, and I recommend that.
When
you, your green drink, you can also add like carrot or beet, but don't add both. You're not drinking sugar all day. Your drink really should be green. And the carrots and the beets have enough sugar in it to make it taste good, but do not have a glass of carrot juice, too much sugar.
Oh, really? Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, God, we got a full studio in here. We were just talking with Bob Azelby and Joe Azelby about their book, Kiss Your Butt Goodbye. Now we're talking with Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, and she is the co-author of 1 Pound a Day. Now, you personally created this detox based on an experience that you actually had, right? And now work with patients every day. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, about 25 years ago, I was so sick, I was in bed for a year. And, you know, of course, I, like a lot of people, I went to doctors all over the country and no one could find out what was wrong with me. So I developed some protocol out of the country. Once I went out of the country and I started doing a lot of high-tech alternative medical treatments, I got well. But the one thing that I did learn out of the country was that my body was very toxic. Now, you've got to remember, I'm going back 25 years. Fast forward, you know, I understand that over 100 million Americans are chronically ill, and there's over 25 million doctors trying to take care of them. But nothing is going to change in this country until we have an education on how to become our own self-help advocate. And that's what I did. I went back to school to learn how to take care of myself. And so now today I have a retreat on Martha's Vineyard called the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. And I take care of people. They fly in from all over the country. And basically how I help them is I help them not only change what they do every single day in terms of eating and their lifestyle, but I also emotionally help them to get well in terms of dealing with their illness. So that's what I've done. And that's why that book became successful 8 years ago, because I started the whole trend of cleansing the body. And then you have to start saying to your body, now I'm able to take the prescription medication that my doctor prescribed without having so many side effects, because my immune system is now in repair. That's what this program is about. It's a health protocol, and losing weight is just a benefit or a side effect of this program, but it's not the only reason why you detox. Don't plan to only lose weight. That's just one thing that happens to your body.
So it's all the other benefits that are part of it. Now, for people that, you know, are just starting out, how, and gosh, your Martha's Vineyard, your retreat there, tell us a little bit about that. That sounds amazing. How do I sign up?
Well, right now, of course, you must know the president's here on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh.
So we are just overwhelmed, and I think they're even trying to stop the ferry from running. But anyway, it's a beautiful island. It's I call it a healing island. I came here 25 years ago to heal, and I'm still here.
Mm.
That's what goes on here. But the other thing about the retreat is that we get people from out of the country now. It's a place where you can come and heal. It's a place where you can come where people take care of you. And also, at the same time, you won't leave here without learning a lot. It's an education process that goes on here. because no matter what happens in your life, if you don't educate yourself about health, you're going to go back to the same old pattern. And, you know, the thing that I tell people, when you provide your body with proper nutrition, your body stops thinking that it needs to hold on to every ounce of fat. The body stops thinking that all of the energy has to go to healing that chronic illness. It's all about repairing your system, repairing your body every day, and you can only do that with good, proper nutrition. So you have to provide your body with enough nutrients, and that's why juicing all day long is not enough. A juice program is totally different from a detoxification program. And what we do at the retreat, we do a detoxification program, and also it's an individualized program. How I treat one person is totally different from the way we treat another person. And that depends on someone's metabolism, someone's chronic illness, their age. I mean, there's a lot that we take into consideration, their hormones. So it's not, and the other thing is that once you partake in a retreat, it's all about you. So you have to come in and let everything else go. All your stress.
So it's not only your body, but emotional, right? I mean, that's a lot of people don't realize how emotional really gets in the way, too. Sean, you
Morning, Dr. Deluce. I have a question. Is your book going to teach people how to do the you mentioned it's not a diet. It's a detox treatment, or it explains the detox program. Is this also going to teach them healthy eating habits for a just to change? Are they going to go back to a normal eating pattern eventually, or is this a lifestyle change for the future?
That's a really good question, and that's the reason why I wrote this second book, by the way. I love the title, 1 pound a day, but I have to tell you, what I really talked about a lot in this book is how to change your lifestyle, how to change your life forever after you go on a detox. And that's really important because you have to look at a detox as a short time span. You cannot live on a detox. It gives you the opportunity to cleanse, to set your metabolism, and also to learn how to go on a lifestyle change. It's really important. We talk a lot about that in the book.
You know,
and I think the subtitle of the book is also important.
Yeah, I'm looking in your book right now, and you've got the beginner juices. And, they're just really simple. I just wanted to carrot and ginger juice, 6 large carrots, 2 cucumbers, and 1 inch of fresh ginger. I mean, that's just, and so is that how you just start every day doing a easy green bean juice? That's 1 cup of chopped green beans, 5 spinach leaves, 1 cucumber, 2 celery stalks, and 1/2 a lemon. Really great recipes in here.
And I'll tell you, they taste good. It really tastes good. And that first juice that you talked about, that is the one juice that increases your energy to the highest level. And that's why I tell people, stop the coffee. There's nothing wrong with coffee, but you're on a detox. You want to stop the coffee and go on that juice. You will be amazed at the energy that you still have to drink it.
Wow.
Now, remember, when you stop chewing, all of your nutrients go immediately to your cellular level. That's why you feel the effect so fast.
That's interesting. And you have all of the conditions and then the recommended vegetable juices on here. And I really like this. I'm going to...
Dr. Deluce, what is your feel and take on enemas and that sort of thing that people like to do on detox? I know you're supposed to replace, and if you ever do that, you're supposed to replace it with probiotics. And you mentioned probiotics earlier. What's your feel? Are they safe? Are they effective?
People have been doing enemas and colonics for hundreds and hundreds of years. They are totally safe. You have to be careful that you go to a place that's, you know, very clean, and they make sure that the place has an individual clean apparatus just for you. But basically, my grandmother, who died at 100 years old, believed in enemas.
Hmm. Yeah, so go figure, right?
I don't believe that you should go on a detox and not be able to move your bowels every single day. If you're the type of person that go once a week, you must do something about that. If that's an enema, then you have to do it.
There you go. All right. Well, where do we find your book?
Okay, go on Amazon. I'll go on my website, mvdietdetox.com. If you're interested in the retreat, it's mvholisticretreat.com. And by the way, on my dietdetox.com is buy a kit.
Okay.
It's built easy for you. It's all about making sure that you can do this program as easy as possible. Do not make it a part-time job. Easy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, and 1 pound a day, the Martha Vineyards Diet Detox and Plan for a Lifetime of Healthy Eating. Thank you so much for being my guest. I'm going to follow some of your stuff in here. I'm excited to try it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You got it. You have a really great day. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to LA Knight, and he's got something fun to talk about. What I want to do right now is actually give away one pair of two tickets to the fair. We've got the rodeo the last couple days, so we're going to give away one pair of tickets right now here at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. We'll take caller number 8. And then we're going to give away one pair of tickets on Facebook. That is The Kim Pagano Show. Put your name in there, and after the show, I will call you with who it is. Put your name and say that you are listening to The Morning Show. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KBTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way. And we just had a winner and lots of calls, so make sure if you did not win, go to my Facebook on The Kim Pagano Show and put that you are listening to 6 a.m. show, and you will be picked for by one of the winners for two tickets to the fair. There's two more days to go, and we've given away tons and tons of tickets, so definitely get your name in there. Again, The Kim Pagano Show Facebook. All right. Welcome, everyone, and our next guest is LA Knight, and we're going to be talking a little about, this is kind of interesting. I called him up, and I'm like, oh, God, I got all guys in my studio. You think I can pull this off? He's all, are you getting cold feet or what? So, LA Knight, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
Welcome. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
So the name of your book is Dog Training the American Male. I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your book.
Well, Dog Training the American Male is sort of Shades of Gray meets The Dog Whisperer. It's about the a radio host of a woman's talk show, sort of like yourself.
Oh, who, perfect.
she's a relationship counselor. The problem is that the relationship guru can't seem to make her own relationships work, and her credibility and ratings are going in the toilet. She meets a guy named Jacob, who is a Lehman Brothers casualty. He lost his job and swagger, and now the guy just wants to be a ventriloquist. And they end up on a blind date. They hit it off. They end up moving in together, and when the honeymoon stage abruptly ends, Nancy's sister tells Jacob to buy Nancy a little white poofy dog. And instead, you know, the typical man, Jacob goes to the pound and comes home with a 120-pound male German Shepherd. And the book really takes off from there. It's about Nancy's using dog training techniques on her dog, and she realizes that men and dogs are pretty closely related, and will the dog training techniques work on her man?
I love it. And so, you know, okay, I got all these guys. Okay, I'm like going to be, remember I even told you, I was like, okay, hold on a minute here. But you know what? Really, you guys are simple-minded. I mean, you got to admit that, correct? Right? They're all nodding their
silence.
Heads, right? We're, silence. Okay, I got it, you know? And I'm sure my listeners
out there. Simple-minded, what I hear is we're chaos-free.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, I like that. There, okay, chaos-free. You're right. You know, it's interesting. I must be more like a guy because I just can't handle. I mean, when my husband and I were talking about that, you know, I'm a hair therapist, and so a lot of people come in with, you know, a lot of baggage, and they got, and I'm just really cut and dry. Okay, like, how do we fix it? Can you fix it? Is it going to be, that's just how I live my life, and so I don't like all that chaos in my life. So anyway, so tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the reactions that you've had from men and women about your book.
Well, it's a laugh out loud book. I mean, it's just funny.
Yeah.
And it was intended as entertainment. But the truth of the matter is that the average American male is like a dog. We'd rather sit on the couch all day, scratch our private parts and sleep. And who amongst us hasn't performed for a treat or peed on a tree or dry humped a woman's leg or howled at the moon or stuck his nose in a groin or two? And which one of us hasn't inspected his own bowel movement before flushing?
Yeah, I got a couple. You know, I don't even want to go there, but, you know, a couple of my sons, I tell you, they send that back and forth to each other, you know? I mean, right? It's like,
I gotta
really
be honest, this is sounding less and less like fiction and more and more like
Yeah, there you go.
It's fiction only in that the characters are based on real people as opposed to being real people, but it's you know, I've been married for 22 years, I've got dogs, you know, I know how I want to be treated, and listen, if my wife greets me at the door from a long day at work wearing a see-through negligee, and my dinner, I'm a happy pup.
This is,
can I
so
sign up for that?
Yeah. Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, and that is the truth, right? That's where I come. Tom, okay, let's hear you.
No, I think it's it. We'll guard the house and lead the blind.
There you go. I love it. Oh, God. Well, anyways, where do we find your book?
Well, Dog Training the American Male is just available as an ebook. It's available on all ebook sites, Kindle, Nook. So Amazon.com has it, and Smashwords as well.
Mr. Knight, this is Sean Stern. I was reading part of your proceeds. It's interesting what you're doing. It's only an ebook available, an ebook right now, but it mentions that a portion of the proceeds are going to zapcancer.org. Could you tell us a little bit of why you wanted to do that?
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. The reason we took it out as an ebook first is so that we could direct the proceeds to zapcancer.org. Zapcancer.org is the website for a brand new protocol that was just approved by the FDA. It's the first human trials for what looks like a cure for solid tumor cancer. Solid tumor cancer being anything with solid tumors, breast cancer, lung cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer. And the melanoma that killed my father 2 years ago. So we want the proceeds to go to there. They're looking to raise $10 million in funding to complete phase one and two of the human trials. And after that, it's, you know, hopefully we can bring this cure to the public. So
that's wonderful.
It's something that does not use chemotherapy. What it uses is the person's immune system to kill the cancer.
Wow. Well, you know what? I love when it's a great cause. It's a win-win. That's what, you know, it's all about. So again, L.A. Knight, the book is Dog Training the American Male. It's full of laughter, and I think we need that more in our life. So again, where do we get it?
The easiest, it depends if you have an ebook reader.
then you have to go to where your ebook reader is sold, if it's Kindle, if it's Nook. However, if you don't have an ebook reader and you just want to read it on your personal computer, Amazon has a free download, and you can download it and then buy the $2.99 book and laugh your ass off.
Good. There you go. I love it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark, and he is going to talk to us about contractors with conscience. And honey, I signed you up for this, you know? So anyways, they are doing a great golf tournament, and it's August 18th, and they're raising money for all of the people that have come home. So that's what it's all about. I do want to give away Sharky's. Tom, tell us a little bit about that.
Sharky's is a fabulous place. We just ate there with the kids a couple of days ago. And what you're getting here is two entrees and two beverages. That's the soft drink. Along with that, you can grab yourself two delicious entrees right here with Kim Pagano. Call 650-1590.
650-1590, and we will take caller number 6. That's 650-1590. And remember to go on to my Facebook, like it, share it, and write the number 6 a.m. show next to it so you can enter for the two other tickets for the fair today. So that is, again, the Kim Pagano Show. And right now we'll take caller number 6 at 650-1590. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
One-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the Parent Click directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all the calls and all the Facebook. And we have a full studio. Mark Fornoff just walked in right now. And, of course, you could tell he's an electrician because he's unwinding all of our cords in here that we are all twisted. That's just something that, you know, my husband's a contractor, but that's not one of your passions, is it? You don't care if it's all quick. Although
it has to be, no.
Oh, okay. You like, okay, okay. Well,
my extension cords have to be wrapped correctly.
There
exactly.
You go. Yeah. Exactly. Anyways, all right. Well, you tell us a little bit. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
And thanks
tell
for having
us, me. Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about yourself. And you had this vision about 10 years ago, and now it's actually really coming into play. So,
well, we were trying to put together a group of guys, contractors, that can contractors have a bad rap. If you know about being flaky and not showing up and making a mess and all those negative things. So we put together a group of guys that are all conscious about doing a good job and taking
like
care
that.
Of the customer. So we came up with the name Contractors with Conscience. And we've got 12 members right now. And we're just putting out a product out there to help the community.
All right. I told my husband I signed him up.
Perfect.
Nice.
So tell us, what do you guys do?
Well, what we're doing, we do our work, of course, but our main focus right now is Wounded Warrior Project. And we did a booth at the Caneo Valley Chili Cook-Off, and we were able to raise $300 that day for the Wounded Warriors. And we've done a series of...
No, come closer.
We've done a series of car washes. We've raised about $1,500 so far leading up to the golf tournament, which is on the 18th.
Wow. And now, are you guys all golfers?
No.
Okay.
I don't even play.
Okay.
But I'm going to play because it's a good cause.
Okay. Because that's what I wanted to make sure, because let me tell you, we have a really pretty funny story, but we did it for a great cause and we didn't golf. Although I do win at Terra Rajada for all of the firemen and the police. It's a thing that we give money for their college funding. And so I play there.
Nice.
But you know what? It's a great game and it's a win-win. And I'm all about win-wins. So you guys are doing this August 18th, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
It's at Las Posas?
Las Robles.
Las Robles. Right. Okay, Las Robles. And how can we help?
Well, if anybody's out there wants to play, we've got about 62 guys so far. We're shooting to get, well, guys and girls.
Yes.
We're shooting to get 72 minimum.
Okay.
And we can go as high as 144.
Wow.
So we need some more players, would be great.
Okay.
And more sponsors.
Very cool. Very cool. And I have this up at our at my station in Westlake. And so I've gotten a couple clients who are like, wait, what is that?
Nice.
Like, do you know, can you swing a club? And if not, you can just have fun in the golf cart, right?
Yeah, of course.
Go throw the balls like we did.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But you know what? I love stuff like this. So tell us, what are they going to expect that day?
Fun time playing golf.
Okay.
We're going to have a silent auction at the end. We're going to have lunch on the course. It's going to be what they call a shotgun best ball.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not a golfer, but they tell me what that means is you got a group of four guys or girls, and whoever makes the best shot, that's the ball you play from at the next.
I don't want to tell you this, okay, but you know that that's just to hurry up the game, because we were like the girls that they thought we couldn't really play, so they had to give us whatever that's called, right?
Best ball, right?
Yeah, best ball. And it was like, hurry up, you guys. Just keep going, you know? So, but that's cool. You know what? It's fun. So tell us, where is it all going to go for?
Well, it's for the Wounded Warrior Project. And what they do is they help. I brought some literature here if you're interested.
Okay.
The Wounded Warriors, what they do is they help our wounded soldiers coming back from battle. And my dad served and my grandpa served. And I think this is my way of giving back.
I love it. I love when everybody does something that they can do, a gift that they can give, and that's what it's all about. So I love it. Thank you so much for doing it. Where do we find more information about this, and how do we get involved?
Well, we have a website. It's called cwc.golfreg.com.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'll put that on my Facebook, too.
Awesome.
And I will donate a haircut and blow dry for your auction.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah, definitely. I love to stand behind stuff like this. Gosh, well, we are at the end of our show. We've got a couple minutes left. Again, give out your website.
cwc.golfreg.com.
And that's where we get tickets and we sign up and all that good stuff. And if somebody
right
doesn't want to play and they just want to donate because they're passionate about it, same place?
Same thing. They can donate right on the website.
Is there a phone number that they can get in touch with you, or is it just a website?
805-496-9620.
All right. Well, perfect. I want to say thank you so much for everybody starting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I want to thank everybody that's been here. Bob Aslaby, thank you so much for coming in. And, of course, his book is Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, How to Get Beyond the One Word That Stands Between You and Success. Thank you so much for being here. Where do we find you, and where do we find out more about your book?
So Kim, you can go on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or walk into the Barnes & Noble store, and the book will be right there. And again, it's Kiss Your Butt Goodbye by Joe and Bob Aslaby.
There you go. I love it. All right. And Sean, I know we didn't really talk about your book, but tell everybody, I mean, this is really exciting.
Yeah, I have a new novel out. It's called Doppelganger. And actually, I was just thinking I'd probably like to give a few copies of that to your donation, for donation as well. It's a sci-fi thriller, and it's kind of what happens when the everyday normal you meets the not so good version of you.
Oh, does that mean like
the evil twin?
Yeah, the evil twin. Yeah. There you go. I love it. Like all right. One. Well, Lou, thank you so much for being here. He's my supporter. Gets me up in the morning every morning. Tom, thank you for being here. And again, you know, we've got a couple tickets left for the Ventura County Fair. We've given away a ton. And what a great way to support our county here. Again, go to my Facebook, put your name down, and you know, and share my page with everybody, and then you'll be entered in a contest to win. And you'll see all the other people that have won everywhere that's been on my page. Again, if you missed any part of our show today, you can go to my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. All my shows are downloaded there, and then downloaded on iTunes. And gosh, remember our 2 o'clock show today is going to be Sean was joining me on that show, and Tom and we were talking with Marcella Martin about new ages and other wonders. And then also we had Lee Kochner on, and she's the mother of 5 children, happily married to actor David Kochner. And Lee is raw, honest, and tells how she keeps all those balls going up. So anyways, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, thank you again. And of course, I want to leave you with a thought to carry you through the rest of your week. Nothing succeeds like success. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.